Reports, Justice Department investigates Tim Walz, Jacob Frey for obstruction. By Neil Monroe on January 17, 2026. The Department of Justice is investigating Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey for obstructing federal law enforcement, according to Reuters, CBS, and other media outlets. The Justice Department is planning to issue subpoenas, alleging that the two Democratic leaders are impeding federal law enforcement officers' abilities to do their jobs in the state. Two people familiar with the matter confirmed Friday, said the Washington Post. One of the sources, a U.S. official, said the investigation stems from statements that Walz and Frey have made about the thousands of Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers and Border Patrol agents deployed to the Minneapolis region in recent weeks, CBS reported. The investigation comes as Walz and Frey are encouraging networks of activists in Minneapolis to harass, block, and contain the federal enforcement of the nation's popular immigration laws. The investigation is not directly related to the systemic fraud in the state and local governments, which are closely overseen by Walz and Frey. Any obstruction charges will likely be based on documents, orders, and funding transfers that link the top Democrats to the sprawling and well-funded network of far-left street activists who are blocking and encumbering the federal sweep against illegal migrants in Minnesota. Without such evidence, the local judges and jurors would face intense personal and political pressure to release Walz and Frey. However, Trump's deputies are repeatedly portraying the Democratic leaders as criminals. The Minnesota insurrection is a direct result of a failed governor and a terrible mayor encouraging violence against law enforcement, said a January 14 tweet from Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. He continued, "It's disgusting. Walz and Frey, I'm focused on stopping you from your terrorism by whatever means necessary. This is not a threat. It's a promise. This is clearly an insurgency against the federal government," White House aide Stephen Miller told the Charlie Kirk radio show on Thursday. "You only have to read their own words and hear their own words and judge their own conduct to understand that this is clearly an insurgency against the federal government. They are describing the federal government as an occupying force. The federal government has sole jurisdiction and authority over immigration law. If you were to permit individual cities and states to ratify their own immigration laws for themselves, you wouldn't have a republic, you wouldn't have a country. And that's the proposition that Frey and Ellison and Walz are trying to test. They are asserting that they have the unfettered right to harbor aliens who have no right to be in this country and to effectively, and in fact, to incite violent insurrection from organized agitators against federal forces to prevent those federal forces from effectuating duly enacted immigration law." Frey dodged the obstruction charge in his response to the media on Friday night. "This is an obvious attempt to intimidate me for standing up for Minneapolis, our local law enforcement, and our residents against the chaos and danger this administration has brought to our streets," Frey said in a statement to CBS News. "I will not be intimidated. My focus will remain where it's always been, keeping our city safe." On Wednesday, Walz urged Minnesotans to defend his government from federal agents. "We're an island of decency and a country being driven towards cruelty," Walz said while urging state residents to organize against the federal enforcement campaign. "We will reestablish a sense of safety for our neighbors, and we will bring an end to this moment of chaos, confusion, and trauma. We will find a way to move forward, and we'll do it together, and we'll not be alone." All across Minnesota, people are learning about opportunities, not just to resist, but to help people who are in danger. Thousands and thousands of our fellow Minnesotans are going to be relying on mutual aid in the days and weeks to come, and they need our support. The Democrats' incendiary rhetoric is feeding the proliferating threats of violence by their supporters.